Goodwill and generosity should be able to unite regardless of party or politics.
Please join us in listening to the remarkable story from the life and times of Michael Butler, the child of the military-industrial complex turned polo-playing hippie, theatrical producer, anti-war advocate of peace and love. These are the stories of a man who's lived and worked all over the world, rubbing shoulders with the rich and famous, from Rock Hudson to John F. Kennedy, being there at the unfolding of history, and producer of what was, in 1968, the most successful Broadway performance in prior history, the groundbreaking musical Hair. You'll even hear how Michael got rewarded by death threats from both the left and the right. In this podcast series, you'll be hearing stories from the primary themes of Michael Butler's life and memoirs: politics, polo, theater, and love. You'll also hear about his 9-month safari in Africa, sailing the oceans, doing business all over the world in his family's many enterprises, and quite a bit else. Some stories will be the insider stories of all insider stories. Please subscribe via iTunes so you don't miss a single podcast, and we'll see you on the other side.
This is Michael Butler. Here are my podcasts, a series of podcasts about memories and stories about members of the family, various businesses I've been involved in, many schools, many different experiences, from being a boat boy in Acapulco to later I did a lot of sailing, great deal of it with Jack Kennedy. We also had a lot of fun carousing around. And I'm very proud to be the one person who was listed twice on Richard Nixon's enemies list as published in the Congressional Record. After time in show jumping, almost becoming a professional, then fox hunting, I finally wound up becoming totally addicted to polo, even though I had a handicap that said I could not play. I played polo for decades, enjoying polo in many countries, principally in England, where I played a lot with Prince Philip, and primarily with Prince Charles. Charles also played at Oak Brook at one time, and he played in other places in this country where I supplied him with ponies. Oak Brook was an incredible place. At that time, when we had grown up a little bit, it became the world capital for polo. For decades, the major tournament of that period was held at Oak Brook, where we had our own airstrip, a golf course, shooting arrangements for shooting ducks and pheasants, and a couple of packs of foxhounds. My work for Jack was primarily in the Middle East and in India, where I did a lot of work with King Hussein and King Faisal and the Shah of Iran. But later, as he became senator and more involved, why our relationship became more serious. However, it was really Bobby who later got me into politics in a serious way. My first producing job was as chairman of the Olympic equestrian trials, which were held at Oak Brook, and people from all over the country would compete to go to the Olympics. afterwards, I got involved in New York. I was able to get involved with West Side Story, with Ondine, and with the Golden Apple. Later, when I was in New York with Governor Kerner on the Civil Rights Commission, I discovered hair and then decided to get involved in producing hair instead of becoming a member of the United States Senate. I had a pretty good chance of being elected to the Senate. I had two patrons, Governor Kerner and Mayor Daley. Hair became an obsession with me. It involved very strong statements of peace and love and a very definite stand for freedom and understanding of what young people were all really all about. I wound up doing 31 productions of Hair, the last one in 2007, and am now getting prepared to do another one in Los Angeles. At one time, had 12 productions of Hair going at the same time. Later, doing the Hair film with Lester Persky, I got so burned out in the 70s, late 70s, that I wound up going back to Oak Brook and just cooling it for a while. Unfortunately, while I was out back there, my father was killed in an accident, and I had to leave producing and take over the final management of the Butler Company, which was developing the village of Oak Brook. I've been married 3 times to Marty, Robin, and Lois. I have 1 son, Adam, who is married to Michelle, and I have a grandson, Liam, also known as Goo Bear, and he calls me Papa. Besides being married, I've had a wonderful life with Minnie, Virginia, Avril, Kathy, and Audrey Hepburn, whom I lost when I got her into the play on Dean. Furthermore, I've had a terrific time with such pals as Rock Hudson and Tyrone Power. I hope you will enjoy these podcasts and also the booklets that we are going to produce tied into many of these stories. Hope you enjoy them. Please let me have your comments. Peace and love, Michael.
Please subscribe via iTunes so you don't miss a single podcast. And we'll see you on the other side.